We are learning Mesechtes Sanhedrin Daf Kuf Aleph Amud Aleph. We are beginning approximately 20 lines from the top by the two dots, going back to explaining the first Mishnah, which is talking about the different type of averos that the Oynish is, they don't get chelik olam haba. And one of them is Va'aloichesh al hamaka, someone who says incantation on a maka, and he says Va'omer kol makla shashamti b'mitzrayim lo osam alecha ki ani Hashem roifecha. He says it's on a maka. The halach is that in lo chelik olam haba. Now, what exactly does this mean? Zok to Gemara, Amar Rav Yechonon uveraykik ba. The halach is that the only time that there's such a bad oynish that in lo chelik olam haba is only if someone spits and then says this pasuk. If you shem askirim shem shemayim al rikika, you don't mention shem shemayim on a rikika, and the Rashi speaks out from his Rebbe that it's only osir if you say this lachash, if you say this cantation after spitting. But if you first say the pasuk and then you spit, it doesn't go into this isir. And also it has to be dafka b'loshon hakodesh and not in a different language. And the Gemara says further, itmar rava ma'afilo nega tzaras. There's an isir, even if you don't say shem shemaim, even if you say the pasuk of nega tzaras, you say the nega tzaras k'siya ba'adav huva alakoy and they say l'shem rafua also in l'chelik on haba. Rav Chanina ama afilo ama v'yikra al Moshe. Even if you say v'yikra al Moshe, it doesn't say any nega in the pasuk, doesn't say any chayli, doesn't say any shem Hashem. Still, since you're trying to make a rafua v'schus ha'tayra, that's aser. Now the acharim speak out sounds like that from the mashah as well. This doesn't go. This is not included in the issa of aloicha shalamaka. Aloicha shalamaka is dafka either shem shemayim, or you say the pasuk nega tzaras because you want to be healed by saying this lachash, which is similar to kishuv. Masha Inkein, Rav Chanina is saying a different issa. Talking about an issa of misrapim b'divrei Torah. Now get a refuah from b'divrei Torah. But that oinish is not in lechelik haba. That's a issa, but it's not part of in lechelik haba. The Masha says, v'atam she'osel esrapis b'divrei Torah makav v'chayli shekvar chaylof v'shekvar it's a bazoin of the Torah to misrap a divrei Torah, but it doesn't go into the Isra of Leichish. Zok to Gemara further. Tanu Rabbanan, Sochin umemash v'shim b'mimayim v'shabbos. We know there's an Isra to do refuah on Shabbos. Why is there an Isra refuah? Because you might come to grind up medicines for Shabbos. Therefore, they ask any refuah. But the halach is, they allow to shmir and mush the stomach on Shabbos, even though you're doing it for refuah. What's the reason? So Rashi explains, because sicha is like shtia. And the halach is that if you are drinking something that people do who are not sick, even normal people do this, even if they're not sick, regular, then it's called Michael Briam, and there's no Isser Refuah. So here, since people, even if they're not sick, they sometimes smear their stomach with oils, therefore it's not a problem to do it on Shabbos. But today happens to be there is a problem, because today it's not a normal thing to smear yourself with oils, therefore if someone does it, it's Muchach, it's for Refuah. And the Bright says further, you're allowed to say a lachash in order to get rid of snakes and scorpions on Shabbos. They're bothering you, you want to get rid of them. And you're allowed to say a special lachash, and you'll get rid of the akravim and the nechashim. And what's the shayla? Shayla is maybe it's a problem of tzeda, of capturing. So Rashi says that v'durut b'shus lo yiziku, v'ein b'kach m'shum tzeda. There is no isa tzeda. What's the reason no isa tzeda? So Lavush says the reason is because it's not derech tzeda. It's not the way you capture. Usually you don't trap animals by saying a cantation. Usually you do it with a trap. And therefore it's a shloika derech. Therefore it's mutter b'makayim that shlo yaziku. Mavirim kli agav ayim b'shabbos. You're allowed to put a kli over the eye that's bothering you on Shabbos. Again, the reason for here is tu pshatim in Rashi. Either that what you're doing is just to cool off the eye, and that's something that people do stomp to cool the eye, or the pshat is that it's something that it's not possible to do with medicine. That would be another pshat. Say Rashi's second pshat is you put a tabas in the eye. Why is that mutter? That's not a normal thing to do. The reason is because we have a klal that the only time refuah on Shabbos is also only if you could do it with medicine as well. So therefore, even if you're not doing it with medicine, the gzera might grind the medicine. But if it's something that cannot be done by the medicine, then there's no iser refuah for that. So here, that's this thing by Biran Gavayayin, and there's no way to do this with medicine, and therefore, it's muddu on Shabbos. Only with a keli that's not muksa. A cliche nitl, a keli that's muksa, asr, you're not allowed to put this over your eye. And the shayla is, why not? The chayla is, it's a cliche nitl, it's sarakufa. I want to use it with sarakufa. So some say pshat is because once I take a muksa keli, then it's nicker that I'm doing it for refuah, and that's what makes it worse. The other pshat would be, is I'm talking about here, a muksa machmas chesrin kiss, with there's no heter, the sarakufa in mekaima. Weiter in the Braisa. V'ein shaylim b'dvar shedim b'shabbos. You're not allowed to ask a shade on Shabbos For example, you lost something, you want to ask the Shaydim where it is, you're not allowed to do it on Shabbos, and that's because the Issa, that Shabbos has to be a different way of talking, a different way of acting. And therefore, it's Dabi Dabi, you're not allowed to ask the Shaydim on Shabbos. Even the weekday, you shouldn't ask Shaydim. What's the reason? They want to say the reason is that's sakana. The reason is that it's danger. If you ask the Shaydim where my thing is, there's danger. And the Mefarshim may speak out. We'll see what the danger is in a second. But to ask a Shaydim to create something, that might be a problem of Kishav. But here's asking a Shaydim for information. That really outs the Isser of Kishav that's not Asser. But there is a problem of Sakana. What's the problem of Sakana? Kodar Vitzvah Yosef, the Ivla Barza, he would ask the Shade where a certain item was, and he got swallowed up in a cedar tree. And Betzim, he would have died there. Vesavli Niso, Paka Arza, Palte. There's a nace that happened, and a tree cracked open, and he got out. But it's really a Sakana. Therefore, he shouldn't talk to Shaydim al Sakana. Tanur Abadon, we learned in the Braisa. Sochin, Umashim, Remaayim, Beshabbos. You're allowed to smear oil and massage the stomach on Shabbos, Ovachal, Yasek, Gedarach, Shoiz, Bechal. But you shouldn't do it the regular way of doing it because it's a problem of Uvda Duchal. So, hey, what should you do? How should you do it different? Rav Chama, Rav Chino, Oma, Soch, Vachach, Mashmish. You first smear and then you massage. Because really, the right way of doing it is to massage first, then smear. He do the opposite order. And that won't be over the chalor. You smear and you massage at the same time, and that will be the shinud. Torah, bonon, sorry shem and sorry beitzim, mutarim lishol behem. You allow sorry shem and sorry beitzim are the shadim that you ask them questions, i.e. they oil. And it's called sorry shaman, or beitzim, you ask like a sheferish or beirash says like an eggshell, and we call that sorry beitzim. So you can ask them questions, but el shemachazvim. The problem is el shemachazvim. It's not a good idea to ask them because they don't know what they're talking about. Like Rashi says, el shemachazvim lekach nimnu mushama. That's why you don't ask them because they make up stories. Al shaman shebekli, aloichashin al shaman shebekli. The derech is that people do these lachash. It's only on oil that's in a kli, but they don't do it if the oil's in the hand. They don't do the sha'ilas shadim if the shemen's in the hand. They only do it in the kli, and therefore l'fikach sochem shemen shabiyad. Always take shemen from a hand in order to smear yourself. In sochem shemen kli, you should not use shemen that's in a kli. If your chosh is that this is coming from a place where there's kishav, don't use the shemen. The oil in a kli. Rav Yitzchak Shmuel Bamata Ikla Hu Ishbiz. They went to a certain guest house. Aitzle Mishcha Bamanam. They brought them. It's very common then to smear yourself with oils. So they brought him some oil in a cup. Shaf, and he smeared himself with it. Nafka Leit Simchi Ba'api. All of a sudden he got tsaras. He got pimples on his forehead. Nafak Lashuk. Chazisa Yisa. A certain lady saw him with this stuff on his head. Amra Zika Dechamaska Chazina Hacha. I see over here. It's the work of the shade called Hamas. Kachazina hacha avdle milsa, so she did a certain kishuf, but it's saying he got healed. Only Rabbi the Rabbi Mari Ksiv says in the pasuk, "Kol machlash esamti mitzrayim lo yosam alecha ki ani Hashem refecha." It says this pasuk right after the shira and parashat b'shalach. It says that any machla that I gave in Mitzrayim will not happen to you because I am your doctor. I heal you. If Hashem's not going to put any machla on you, what do you need a fool for? A fool lama. By itself. And then it says, the whole pasuk reads like this. Means if you do all the mitzvahs, Hashem won't put any machlas on you. And this is darshan. Im tishma loy osim. If you listen to the words of Hashem, Hashem will not give you a machla at all. If you don't listen, osim Hashem will give you a machla. I'll still heal you because ani Hashem rafecha. Mashal speaks out. If you do tshuva, it means if you do tshuva, Hashem will still heal you. Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer got sick. Nichushu tamid levakra. His tamid went into mevakrim. So Rabbi Eliezer said to them, "Chima aza yesh vaylam," which means there's a big anger in the world. I am in terrible pain. I'm terrible sickness. His chilu and baichin. So tamidim started crying. Rabbi Kiva masachik. Rabbi Kiva left. Rabbi Kiva always looked at the good side. Amr loy. So the tamidim said to Rabbi Kiva, "Lama atam masachik." Why are you crying? Sitting here in pain. It's the whole time till now. I saw he's very matzliach. His wine didn't turn to chaimetz. Like his flax didn't get ruined. His oil did not get spoiled. And his honey did not get spoiled. I thought maybe he was makabel Olamai in this world, and not gonna get any schar because he already got everything in this world. This perfect world, he had tzlach in this world. V'achshav shani roya, Rebbe b'tzar. Now that I see that my Rebbe is b'tzar, ani sameach. I'm happy. I see that he's gonna have olam haba. Omaloi. So Rabbi Eliezer said, he's saying that about me that I need to get tzar and I have to get some ayin shemir. I keep a klum chazarti matayra kula that I miss anything from matayra. Omaloi. So Rakiva said to Rabbi Eliezer, "Lematayra Rabbeinu, you taught us ki adam ein tzadik ba'aretz ashiyas yasatay v'lo yachta. There's no such thing as a tzadik who does not have that one chait. And therefore, Baruch Hashem, you get in this world, and therefore you'll get a complete shleimus lichat ga'el ma'aba in the next world. Tara Rabbanan. Four is going to win him to visit him. Rabbi Tar from Rabbi Shur, Rabbi Lez, Rabbi Zari, Rabbi Kiva. So each one gave him a compliment. No, Rabbi Tar from Omar. You are better than rain. Rain which helps the world go, you're better than that. It's only in this world. But Rabbi, you had Elma Zeh, and you help us in Elma Abba, and you teach Torah, and therefore you are better than the rain. That was what Rabbi Tarfon said. No, Rabbi Shimon, you're better in the sun. It's only in this world. And you have in this world and the next world with the Torah. No, Rabbi Shimon, you're better than the father and mother. Avim, bring the child to this world. You have this world and the next world. So they all three said positive things. Rabbi Kiva said the way it is. Rabbi Kiva Aimer, Chavivin Yisurim, that it's very precious, those Yisurim that you have. Amalahem, Samchuni, so he told us to pick me up. That's what the Rabbi Kiva Tamidi. I want to hear what Rabbi Kiva is saying. Shama Chavivin Yisurim. Amalah Kiva, Zuman Ayalach, how do you know that Yisurim is a good thing? I know from a pasuk. It says in the pasuk that Menashe was a huge rasha, became a melech. When Shteim Esrei Shana, Menashe Malchai, he was 12 years old when he became the melech. He was a king of 55 years. And he did bad. It says in the pasuk, he did terrible averus. But it says in the pasuk that on top of Kuf Aleph on Beis. Now, Gam Eila Mishle Shloima Asher Atiku Anchi Chizkiyah Melech Yehuda. That Chizkiyah, in his days, they were matic, they wrote over the whole Mishle. And we learn from here that all the Anchi Chizkiyah, means all the people in Chizkiyah's dar were all very learned. Like we learned before in the Gemara that Nod Tzcherev al Pesach and Medrash, but and Medon Vad someone else, that everyone knew how to learn. So the Gemara says, so he taught the whole world. Bechizkiyah Melech Yehuda, lechol ha'olam kula lima Torah. He taught the whole world Torah. Menashe b'Eila lima Torah. They don't think he taught his son Torah. Ella, mekol Torah tarach ba mekol amos shalom ba. He worked so hard teaching Menashe Torah. He worked so hard being mechanech Menashe. But lehelel mutav, he couldn't bring a lemutav. And the only thing that worked was Eli Yisurim. How do we know? Shenemar, and we're showing here how good Yisurim is. Because Yisurim is stronger than the biggest Rebbe like Chizkiyah who taught the ganz klai zot Torah. But Menashe, the only thing that worked was Yisurim. Shenemar, it says in the pasuk, "V'dabar Hashem el Menashe v'el Amoy v'lo yekshivoy." Hashem tried to get Menashe and his nation to do tshuva, they didn't listen. V'yavei Hashem aleihem asori ha'tzava asher lemelech Ashur v'yilkadu es Menashe. Melech Ashur took Menashe. They captured him. B'choichim, choichim is like a muzzle or something you schlep an animal with. V'yasru b'nechshutayim v'yilchu v'avala, and they tied him up with nechshutayim, which is nechoshes, with copper. And they brought him to Bavel. And it's brought down in the Medrash. They put him into this copper dud, into this barrel, and he was stuck in there. And he didn't know what to do. He said, like, who could I daven to? So I'll try. And he tried to daven to his getchkes, and nothing happened. And then he said, you know what? I'm going to daven to Hashem. And he said to Hashem, if you answer me, then I know you're the real thing. If not, you're just like the getchkes. And it says in the Pasuk, uvehitzir loy chila es pnei Hashem, lekovi daven to Hashem, v'ikonam ha'oyim pnei lekei oizav. And he made himself small in front of Hashem. The Pasuk says, he returned. How did he return? From halamata shechaviv misurim. You see from all this how good Yisurim is. And this is what Rabbi Akiva was saying, telling Rabbi Eliezer, chavivim Yisurim, which is the best thing. It's the best thing for tshuva. You see, even it made Menashe do tshuva.